Rock 107 WHIRX. Good morning. It's 7:10 today. We're going to see a high of 42. Mostly sunny, not as windy. Not a bad day today. Tonight, mostly clear and a low of 32. Tuesday, partly cloudy. A little bit warmer. A high of 45. Wednesday, you're going to get some snow. But again, I'll be in Vegas, so that doesn't matter.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, the current trend seems to be that eventually everything we eat will be made with fried chicken. Not that I have a problem with that, because let's be honest, I love fried chicken. For example, Taco Bell is selling the chalupas, the naked chicken chalupas, where it's fried chicken instead of a shell, and they are delicious, by the way. Well, KFC is trying to get on the fried chicken bandwagon, and they are selling a pizza that uses fried chicken as the crust. God, I love America. Then they put marinara sauce, cheese, and toppings on it. Now, unfortunately, they are starting with this in the Philippines and India, but it should be here sooner than later, which is good. I don't know about you, but pizza is great. Pizza made with a fried chicken crust, even greater. Yeah, that makes sense. There's a new gadget in Japan that is able to analyze odors and tell you if there is something unpleasant in the air. That would not be good to have in here. That thing would just be going off left and right. The Kunkun, or Sniff Sniff in Japanese, great name, is a pocket-sized and picks up the chemicals that cause three different kinds of odors, including a sweaty locker room, a greasy smell, and rotten cooking oil. This thing can also be synced up with your smartphone to let you know if the air around you isn't so fresh, or let you know if you're giving off body odor, which, you know, there's people out there that this would be good. This would be good to have. Of course, that would be made in Japan. Of course, they come up with the most ridiculous inventions ever. And lastly, Shia LaBeouf had to visit the police along with Jesus. That sounds weird, right? Well, apparently there was a guy in L.A. that is a stalker, and he showed up to Shia's L.A. home in an attempt to save him. The homeless man, who claimed to be Jesus, the Son of God, was handcuffed when police arrived, but Shia refused to press charges. Meanwhile, the Museum of the Moving Image has been shut down at Shia's Donald Trump protest. It's become a serious and ongoing public safety hazard. If you don't know, since Inauguration Day, Shia has been doing this protest, and he tried to do it for 4 years. That was the whole thing, where people could come and say he will not divide us into a video camera, and then Shia was going to. But they shut it down. He's gotten into a couple fights there. It's been kind of a mess. Maybe it was Jesus. You know, who knows? Or at least a guy named Jesus, and there was a little bit of a language barrier there. Either way, Shia has had a rough go. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?